next on the 5 o'clock report.
I don't know a soul that really thinks Russia wants Donald Trump to be the president.
Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
This is what bullying does, people.
They're buying time to get their house in order for a cover-up.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Path toward peace. Good afternoon. Welcome aboard a plan announced today between the U.S. and Taliban to wind down the war in Afghanistan, America's longest war. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The peace deal could be signed next Saturday in Doha. The reduction in violence will begin tonight in Afghanistan and closely monitored by the U.S. commander there. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was traveling in Oman, made the announcement early this morning and said he hopes the Afghans will seize this moment. This could also lead to a reduction in U.S. forces.
We'll see if it sticks. There are 14,000 U.S. forces in Afghanistan right now. Top intelligence officials warn Russia may be up to something. They may be trying to help the president get reelected. That intel came up in a House hearing last week. Correspondent Catherine Herridge says the details, though, are sketchy.
The assessment was that Russia was at it again and that they were aiming to assist President Trump in 2020. And one lawmaker specifically asked for evidence to back up that conclusion, and none were offered at that briefing.
President Trump blasting the New York Times for publishing the story about Russia interference. Former Congressman Trey Gowdy doesn't buy it.
I don't know anyone who really thinks that Russia prefers Donald Trump to win over Comrade Sanders. I don't know a soul that really thinks Russia wants Donald Trump to be the president instead of the guy that honeymooned in Russia.
The Kremlin today called claims of Moscow meddling paranoia. The president believes Democrats will try to weaponize this information from that intel briefing last week. The president hosting a Keep America Great Again rally right now at the Las Vegas Convention Center in Nevada.
With your help this November, we're going to defeat the radical socialist Democrats. And we are going to win Nevada in a big, beautiful landslide.
The rally caps off a four-day West Coast swing for the president. Polls in Nevada show Bernie Sanders very much in the driver's seat ahead of tomorrow's caucuses. The Vermont senator telling 60 Minutes that he was surprised at Michael Bloomberg's performance in Wednesday night's debate.
Were you surprised by how unprepared he seemed for some very basic, obvious questions at the debate in
Nevada?
Yes, I was.
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
For his part, Michael Bloomberg insists a Bernie Sanders nomination will lead to the president's reelection. China's economy is feeling the wrath of the coronavirus. The tourism industry hit especially hard. Correspondent Janice Mackey-Frayer.
Some of Asia's biggest attractions, now relatively empty. In the heart of Beijing, the Forbidden City closed down and deserted. No one allowed at the Great Wall or at theme parks like Shanghai Disney.
Coronavirus is also impacting the work of a local company, Corning Incorporated, which does a lot of business in China.
Production at the Corning Inc. plant in Wuhan, China, remains on hold amid the coronavirus epidemic. The facility was reportedly just beginning to make display technologies for TV screens and similar products when the outbreak began. The company says its other operations in China continue under certain precautions amid the virus. More than 76,000 people have been infected, and over 2,200 have died from the coronavirus worldwide, most of them in China. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, Brandon, thank you for that. Family Life's religion editor Michael Harrington takes a closer look next at the changing church in America.
The Barna Group is out with its State of the Church 2020 poll, and it reveals that 27% of practicing Christians say they attend several different houses of worship on a regular basis. The survey also finds that so-called church hoppers are no less regular in their attendance than those Christians who are loyal to one congregation only. Also, people who frequent different churches tend to have one home church, and they go to another one only occasionally.
Homeland Security allowing folks to submit online the documentation they need for Real ID. It's an effort to speed things up at the DMV as millions upgrade those driver's licenses.
A compliant Real ID will be required starting October 1st to board a plane, enter a federal building, or a military base. But many states have been slow to implement.
The potential is catastrophic.
Tori Barnes from the U.S. Travel Association says 57% of Americans really don't even know about the October 1st deadline.
It's going to be Thanksgiving where grandma goes to get on a plane and she can't go see her grandkids.
And you have to have the gold star on your ID.
TSA officers at airports nationwide are now warning flyers they won't be able to get to their flights.
Really?
Yes.
Unless they update their IDs. And states are urging people to do it now.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve, much more ahead on the 5 o'clock report. Pennsylvania wants to be a major player in presidential politics. A lawsuit filed today over New York's child vaccine law and the bullied boy from the land down under, getting a huge show of support.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. As you're heading out tonight, it'll be chilly night tonight, but not as cold as last night in some areas. Low temperatures will range in the teens for most, low 20s for some, with skies that are clear to partially cloudy. The weekend brings a good deal of sunshine, a few scattered patches of cloud cover too. Be a little breezy at times in western New York tomorrow, but otherwise it's an easy-to-take pattern with highs tomorrow, mid-30s to the mid-40s, and we're in the 40s across the board on Sunday.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. A lawsuit filed today, Penn Yan, New York, against the state on behalf of an 11-year-old autistic child. The parents of Thorne Schwartz want his medical exemption to the state's childhood vaccine law reinstated. They argue he should be allowed to attend school without the required shots. Thorne Schwartz had a long-standing exemption to the law, but that exemption was rescinded last year when the state declared an emergency in response to the measles outbreak. Flu cases are down in New York. That's a good thing, says Chelsea Nedlick with the Broome County Health Department, who says influenza has been especially tough this year.
The present flu season has been a rather harsh flu season, and part of the reason for that is that we've seen a lot of influenza B this year, which is pretty rare. Typically, we see a lot more influenza A.
The overall rate of infections dipped 17% in just the past week in New York. Hospitalization rates are down 23%. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to legalize marijuana by the April 1st budget deadline. He's going to be spending the next several days traveling to states where the drug is already legal.
You look at states that have legalized marijuana, many of them have generated more questions. It's one of those issues. Everybody has goals, but then you look at the aftermath, many of those goals haven't been met.
The governor says he wants to get a better understanding of what works and what doesn't when it comes to the decriminalization of the drug. Governor Cuomo continuing his war of words with the Trump administration after Homeland Security suspended a trusted traveler program.
This has been an ongoing back and forth between New York's governor and the feds, including immigration authorities and border patrol agents, who say they need access to the DMV database to track violent criminals. Access that Governor Cuomo admits was denied once a law took effect, allowing people who illegally immigrated to the country to get driver's licenses.
The only reason we changed our rule was to protect the undocumented people who have driver's licenses.
Cuomo continuing to insist this is all about the politics of immigration.
This is a gold mine for ICE and Customs and Border Patrol.
James Flippin, New York.
Now to Pennsylvania. It wants to be a major player in presidential politics and is moving forward legislation to make that happen in future presidential elections. Family Life's Terry Diener explains.
When Pennsylvania voters make their selections in the April primary, 88% of the Democratic delegates will already have been selected. Proposed legislation would adjust the state's election code in the presidential election year, moving primaries from the fourth Tuesday of April to the third Tuesday of March. Had that been in effect this year, the primary would have been March 17th, joining Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Thank you, Terry. More fallout today from the decision earlier this week by the Harrisburg Diocese to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
They're buying time to get their house in order for a cover-up.
That's Sandra Forney-Kaleo, and she says her own daughter was abused by a pedophile priest.
They have always, over the years, found a way to put victims last.
She thinks the Catholic Church declared bankruptcy to avoid recompense with hundreds of victims. The Harrisburg Diocese, the first in Pennsylvania to file for Chapter 11 protection. The U.S. Census Bureau says Pennsylvania is bucking the trend when it comes to divorce. The number crunchers looked at the divorce rate in all 50 states over a 10-year period, and they found the divorce rate in Pennsylvania is below the national average. That might be because the marriage rate in Pennsylvania is also lower than the national average. Well, New York State wants to map the genes of 1 million people living with or are at risk of Alzheimer's disease. 1 million people. This ambitious project would happen over a 5-year period and would happen at the State University of New York. The goal is to have SUNY schools eventually provide data to researchers who are working to slow the progression of Alzheimer's. An estimated 390,000 people in New York right now are living with the disease. It is time next for your nightly market report, brought to you as always by the fine folks at Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street stocks ending the work week sharply lower as fears continue over the coronavirus. The Dow was off 227 points today. The NASDAQ fell 174, while the S&P was lower by 35 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. You can find out more at Ambassador Advisors.com.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. What's worse than needing an expensive car repair or maybe a root canal? Not having the money to pay for them. The solution is having an emergency fund to handle those unplanned but unavoidable setbacks. If your cell phone is lost or destroyed, it'll set you back about $500. If your washer or dryer dies, it'll cost you anywhere from $200 to $700. A visit to the emergency room could run from $150 to several thousand, depending on your insurance. These things happen, but you can take the sting out of them by setting up an emergency fund. Set a goal to save $1,500, then keep building until you have 3 to 6 months living expenses. With every dollar you set aside, you're buying peace of mind.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
That collective bargaining agreement getting weighed in today by the players' union, Sonny.
Yes, sir. That 17-game regular season, that reduction of preseason games from 4 to 3, and that expanded playoff format, which would mean an extra team in each conference, plus bigger rosters and even more money. But some players not happy. We'll see what happens there. A lot of folks happy in Dwayne Wade County. The Heat set to honor Dwayne Wade with a 3-day celebration this weekend, highlighted by his number 3 being lifted to the Raptors tomorrow against the Cavaliers. Those Cavs, now led by Bernie Bickerstaff, traveling to Washington to take on the Wiz. Raptors at home against the Suns. Knicks at home against the Pacers. Okay, Sabres have said goodbye pretty much to Zach Bogosian. He refused, after he cleared waivers, to go to Rochester,
yeah,
Buffalo's
like
AHL affiliate.
Yeah.
Not good. So he's probably gone. Rangers and Canadians, Islanders at home against the Red Wings. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delviet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. All is quiet on the weather scene as we head into the weekend. No storms to deal with. As a matter of fact, it looks like a very pleasant weekend coming up with a decent amount of sunshine and more moderate temperatures. Now, next week, we could go the other way, with rain and snow and colder air later in the week, but we'll deal with that in time. In the meantime, as you're heading out tonight, it'll be chilly night tonight, but not as cold as last night in some areas. Low temperatures will range in the teens for most, low 20s for some, with skies that are clear to partially cloudy. The weekend brings a good deal of sunshine, a few scattered patches of cloud cover too. It'll be a little breezy at times in western New York tomorrow, but otherwise it's an easy-to-take pattern with highs tomorrow, mid-30s to the mid-40s. And we're in the 40s across the board on Sunday.
All right, we'll take easy to take any day of the week. Thanks, Kevin. Finally, a 9-year-old boy from Australia has become the poster child for what happens when kids are bullied at school. Maybe you've seen the video. Quaden Bales, born with a condition that causes dwarfism, and was filmed recently by his mother after he threatened to harm himself.
This is how bullying affects a 9-year-old kid. And I've got to constantly keep my eye on him because of the suicide attempts. This is what bullying does, people.
It is hard not to tear up watching that. Now, several Hollywood celebrities, including Aussie actor Hugh Jackman, have come to Quaden's aid.
Quaden, you are stronger than you know. And no matter what, you've got a friend in me.
Let's just remember, every person in front of us is facing some kind of battle. So let's just be kind.
Let's just be kind.
Yes.
A GoFundMe site's raised over $250,000 for this young man from Australia. He's also going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the money will continue to come in. This young man who was bullied at school, Sonny.
It was hard to watch that video.
Very hard.
Both of us teared up watching it.
Because we know people. I mean, we've all know people who go through this on a daily basis. It should not happen. And we're hoping because this happened, we will all grow from this.
Amen.